Bri, you got a new tattoo?
Oh, yeah, I got a, yeah. I'm going to show you on this audio podcast by pulling up my sleeve. Yeah, it's a Superman symbol. I was in Toronto recently, and the last tattoo I got was also in Toronto at Pearl Harbor Gift Shop in Kensington Market, and that was almost 12 years ago, which was a line in here, like, only nothing is impossible, a line from All-Star Superman.
And it said, I was in Kensington Market.
Yep. Well, it says I'm
property of Kensington Market.
It said I'm currently lost, in Kensington Market, which is just really confusing whenever I'm not literally in Kensington Market, but it's a state of mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I, this time, not to get too into it, but Joe Shuster obviously was born in Toronto, who created a little character you might know called
Ant-Man.
Yes, Ant-Man. Yes. Superman, obviously, co-created. And yeah, so we went by on our sort of commute regularly past like Joe Shuster Way, which is named after him, obviously. It's sort of more down by
after his cousin
down by the water, you know.
Yeah.
His,
it was Joey Shuster.
Yeah.
Joey Jojo Jr.
Joey Jojo Shabadoo
Shusteroo.
yeah. So went by that a lot. It's like, that's fun, that's cool. And then I did never really looked up what the street looked like, but it's sort of like there's two lines, and then the actual Joe Shuster sort of completes the top of like the Superman, like the diamond symbol, you know?
Really?
Yeah. With sort of, and I'm like, oh my God, that's so cool. And I had it in my head. And literally I got there and I was just drawing like Superman, every like Superman symbol I could in a sketchbook, like obsessively before that even. And then, the same shop, actually, I realized Pearl Harbor, a few blocks away, was one of the, like a house that he lived at 100 years ago on Oxford Street. And it was just sort of like, I think like the universe is telling me to do this. So so I did. So yeah, I got cool. To kind of a Fleischer style, but it's specifically, I wish I could remember the artist's name. Like maybe we can insert that later. Robot. No, we won't do it.
No.
We're still in the intro.
Yeah. It was from, there was like a collection of like 39 to 40 like Superman strips by Siegel and Shuster. And it was kind of Fleischer style, but a little bit different. And I kind of just, I love the look of it. And now it's permanently on my arm.
Nice.
Yeah. So I'm feeling okay about it.
Feeling super.
Feeling darn right super. Yes.
Also, it's 2024.
What?
Hello. Welcome to a brand new dirty,
year.
Sweaty year. Ooh. It's a dirty, sweaty year. This year, my New Year's resolution.
Dirty and sweaty.
I had two of them. I had two of them. Can you guess what they were?
Dirty.
Uh-huh.
Sweaty.
Uh-huh.
Got them.
Yep. Did you say condom?
Yeah.
Dirty.
Got them.
Dirty. Sweaty dirty condoms.
Dirty, sweaty condom.
It's
that's our new title of the show.
So it's like when James Cameron went into the executive's office and he wrote alien on the board and then he put an S and he made it a dollar sign.
Yeah.
Dirty, sweaty condom. Zuh?
Yeah, there you go.
Question mark?
It's the brand you can trust.
Yeah.
I think.
So I'm Kyle.
I'm Merc.
I am Miguel Sanchez. No, I'm Bri.
And this is Zero Issues.
Yeah. Let's get right into a fun little warm-up where we're going to judge Bri's body.
Hey, listen, you're not going to do it any harder than I already do.
Tattoos!
Yeah. They're all the rage.
I thought of this as a topic just because you just got this.
That's
true.
Like, oh.
And I thought, you know what? I don't know if you've ever really talked about it.
We both have a couple of, mine aren't both like comic-related, but we both have a couple of shoulder things. Tattoos.
I have no shoulder things, but I have,
they're on your they're on your
they're
right,
on my forearms.
Yeah.
What do you got on your body, Mark?
Listen, I don't
on the left side I have like there's circles just kind of on my inside of my forearm right before the elbow. Both of them circles, same size. On one side is the Doctor Strange or the Spirit. Because they are exactly the same.
Oh, really?
His place in the cemetery.
Yeah.
Old Denny
it's
Colt.
That
guy.
Or it's a hashtag.
Or it's a basketball, is what I get from a lot of kids that I work with. They walk up, do you have a basketball on your arm? I'm like, yeah, shut up.
You know what? I got dominoes up here, so I understand.
Yeah. That, and then on the right side, I have from G.I. Joe, Snake Eyes, and Storm Shadow's Ninja Clan tattoo.
Is it Arishikage or something like that?
Sure. Look, right. I don't read them.
Yeah, just thought it looked cool.
It looked cool.
Reading comics? Ugh.
I was in a local bar it was a restaurant bar. I just was sitting at the bar part, and it was a lunchtime. This is a couple years back, and I'm talking to the bartender. I don't know how we got on it. It's something about comics. Mm. And he's like, "Oh, my brother and I used to be really into comics, and you know, tried to
sounds like a quitter.
Yeah. And then
this guy works at a bar.
I know.
Probably owns it. What a jerk.
But he's like,
wait, is he a jerk or a loser?
So he's like, my brother and I tried to kind of like, we've been trying to rebond. I guess they kind of drifted a little bit. So
yeah,
rebond and do a lot of it over comic books. Like, remember we used to read? And so they went and got tattoos together. And guess what the tattoo was? Was the exact same one I have on my arm.
Oh, really?
The G.I. Joe Ninja Clan
thing. Did you have it at the time?
I did. I had just gotten it maybe, I don't know, 6 months before Wing! That. He says that, and he shows it to me, and I just start laughing. He's like, what? And I pull my shirt up on like, yeah. How weird is that?
That's very weird.
Yeah.
And he turned out to be Tony Hama, Larry Hama's son.
You also.
Yeah.
Yeah, me. Oh, me, Kyle. Yeah. I've got like actual comic panels on my forearm.
Just blank.
And people always ask, oh, you make a comic on your arm every day. It's like, yeah, I could. I could do that. But I'm 40.
I like how you said that.
Wait a minute. I don't think you are.
I'm not, but I'm basically 40.
Yet.
Yeah. I'm stolen valor.
Yes, it is. Exactly. Exactly.
You'll be 72 right, I'm basically 40.
I'm 39. Yeah. I'm the same age that my mom used to lie about being.
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
You feeling fine?
Yeah, sure. In the interest of time, yes.
Yeah, okay, good.
And I've got Krillin from Dragon Ball's forehead dots up on my shoulder, not my forehead.
No.
Constantly confused for dice or semicolon, or not a semicolon, just a regular colon.
I still think they're dice.
The man with three colons, everybody.
I love playing dice.
Yeah.
And I love
a good colon.
And I love pooping thrice.
Well, the thing is, like, you could have got him tattooed on your forehead, but that also would have been stolen valor.
It's true.
So, I mean, you can't do it.
I've never died.
Nope. Not once.
Not twice, but thrice.
GT isn't canon.
That's
okay.
Fair. But enough about us.
Yeah, let's talk about other very real non-fictional people.
Yeah. Or should we just talk about fictional people?
Yeah, that's probably better.
I was thinking of, like, comic characters. What sort of... tattoos with those any comic characters.
Yeah.
What do you think they might have?
Well, think of Iron Fist right away, obviously, the big dragon on it. Which frankly I'm amazed you haven't just gotten on your whole chest at this point.
I thought of it. I know. Like, yeah.
And you're
I've already got a necklace.
Yeah, I guess it kinda
and it kinda comes down in there, so I've already ruined it.
Yeah.
Oh well. I'll just get a little one on my penis.
Well, if you can get the like a tiger head and two paws on the necklace, you could look like those guys.
That
there's like three guys and they had like these jade amulets. I can't remember their
names. Isn't that the white tiger thing? Is that what I'm
thinking? I don't know. I read one Spider-Man comic. It was like a Prowler backup.
I read one.
Yeah.
How are you on a podcast amulet, it's when got you've like, only read one Spider-Man?
I think that's white tiger. It's got to be white tiger.
Yeah, it sounds like white tiger to me. Yeah.
White tiger.
It's glass tiger.
Tiger.
And white snake.
Oh.
Together.
Glass tiger versus white snake.
Two great tastes that taste great together. They're just the Reese's peanut butter cup.
Drink the tiger.
Drink. No.
Okay. Do you think Superman would ever get it?
He would have to get. It would be like a kryptonite needle.
Yeah. Kryptonite needle.
Or he just, you know, he hangs out under a red sun.
That's true.
And it probably would heal real quick.
Just where
afterwards.
All those tattoo shops are under a red
sun. Well, as long as it gets under the skin, and there's no reason he couldn't, right?
Yeah.
But well, it would be like Wolverine. He would automatically heal.
Yeah, but what about Wolverine's son though? What about Dawkins, who's got tattoos?
That's true.
The same healing factor, doesn't he? That's a question.
That is a question.
It's a very serious question.
I bet they've addressed that in the comics.
Almost assuredly.
Of course they would.
It's paint. It's acrylic paint.
What would Superman get though? That's my question. What would he
get? A big Lois was here on his butt.
Oh yeah.
On his butt?
That's his tramp stamp.
Yeah.
No one sees. He's very modest as Clark and Superman.
Or
so
would he
only
get his
Lois
own
sees it.
Superman symbol tramp stamp.
Oh boy. That seems
too on point.
Clark Kent better never go to the gym, and I guess he doesn't really have to, so.
Yeah.
He did in that movie.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
But I guess, under regular circumstances, I mean, he must have to keep up appearances. He's a huge dude.
That's true.
Would
baggy clothes can only hide so much.
Mm-hmm.
Would someone like Dr. Doom get like a normal face tattooed on his disfigured face?
But it's always smiling.
It's all weird.
It's like when you use one of those like photo filters that has like a mask over you, but it's like there's teeth where your lips are.
Yeah. And on his forehead, it doesn't say damaged. It just says Richards.
I thought it said doomaged.
That's pretty good.
I like yours better.
Well, it's like, you know, there's a reason he's always like so upset. You know, he's like, he has it backwards, though. So when he looks in the mirror, he reads Richards. It's not like he reads Richards backwards. He
reads Richards?
Oh!
Multiples?
It's a whole council of reeds. Yeah. He's got, that's his back tattoo.
Yeah.
It's all of them hugging.
What about someone like Beast, who's like covered in hair?
Oh yeah,
would they like
get shave one area and then get it done and then just go back up?
And they're like, look, if I ever get depowered or something, I'm gonna look awesome.
Yeah. He gets the like the guy mowing the lawn thing.
Yeah,
and that's
just occasionally
good.
He's sort of got
for fun.
Yep. He's got a whole like memento thing going on with all these messages to guide him, and they all just say like, "Don't become a genocidal villainous maniac." But he couldn't see it because he's covered in blue hair, and that's why everything went wrong for him.
Or it says, "Be more like Simon."
That's like,
I was almost like Simon who?
Yeah, be more like Wonder Man. That's and like it, yeah, the first it's, time it's been said, and the first like time Pietro. Is honestly good advice.
Yeah.
Oh, Hank, you made that good advice, and that's bad.
Just chill out. Do some stunts.
Yeah. Yeah, he was a villain
for
a minute.
Wear a leisure suit.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're made of ions, baby, ions.
Mm-hmm.
Which Robin has the most tattoos?
Jason. I mean, definitely Jason.
Yeah, I mean, other than Jason. Okay, let's say other than Jason.
The one girl.
The one girl. Not Carrie Kelly.
Steph.
Yeah.
Right.
Stephanie Brown.
I don't know why I was going to say Heather. I was like, Heather. There is no Heather.
Maybe. I don't know that. Do you think Dick Grayson would get it? I think he might get a tattoo.
I think he would.
He would get a Batman symbol tattoo. Yeah, and be like, hey, Bruce.
It would be like, right around like his like hip area.
Ooh, wow.
Right in the gutters.
Yeah.
Right in the gutters.
See, everyone's looking at his butt all the time, so you'd expect a tramp stamp on him, but no. Keeps you guessing.
We were talking about Hawkeye, and if he had a bullseye on his lower back, and you said no.
I said he would have an eye elsewhere.
Yes, but you didn't say where.
Not there.
So I assumed upper back.
Middle back?
The middle
back. Quarter back.
My question is, as we all know, Ben Affleck has that full, like, Yakuza back tattoo. Does DC Extended Universe Bruce Wayne have that too? We have seen that he doesn't, I suppose.
Follow-up question, does Jean Grey have a giant Ben Affleck tattoo on her back?
Oh.
It's like a big Steve-O head, but it's like Ben Affleck. But he also is saying, dude, I rock.
Yeah.
And it was also done in the back of a Jeep while they were moving.
Yeah. No, for sure. Yeah, I mean, it's celebrating Ben Affleck's, like, 20 years ago when Ben Affleck was really riding high, you know what I mean?
He's got a big
Was Matt, it 20 years ago? Maybe it was more
than
20
years
ago.
He's got a big Matt Damon on his back.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, Matt, get off my back.
No, it's just actually Matt Damon.
Yeah.
Just hanging on there.
Yeah.
For dear life.
Never let go. my hip.
Careful, he's 39.
Aw.
Wah, wah, wah.
Meh.
Like, who?
Looking.
Yeah, I'm looking behind you.
Yeah.
What are you going to do about it?
Mm.
Howard
the Duck?
There was... Howard the Duck have a tattoo? I mean...
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. He would have a tattoo of himself.
That's possible.
Yeah.
Or just a sexy
I feel like
duck.
He's got a... He might have, like, a nice classic, like, heart with, like, Beverly kind of a thing. Okay. You know what I mean? Yeah. I can see that.
It just says, I fuck humans.
I mean... Kind of. I mean,
quack, wouldn't
quack.
You?
Quack, quack.
Wouldn't you?
Okay. Human.
Listen, Leah Thompson's a pretty lady, and it was the 80s. He was having a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for you.
He's got a cool Caroline in the City tattoo.
Yeah. There was one, and I just, yes,
this
yes,
is
exactly.
Back to the Future.
Yeah. Yeah.
Del forever. it's just like the one, what was it? Like her neighbor who was like, I forget.
Are we talking about Caroline in the City?
Yes, we are.
Yeah, her neighbor Annie, was part of Cats.
Yes, was part of Cats. And like it was like just the scene where like she was getting audited or something and she had like a box full of random receipts or something. It's just that as a back tattoo to celebrate the moment. No one remembers that but me, and I don't know why I do.
Yeah, I was like, we're gonna learn something about Bri right now.
Yeah, and you did.
We're delving deep.
And you wish you didn't.
So the year is 2024.
It's here.
The year we fought back. I say that every year.
I feel
we've yet to fight back.
Yeah, I mean, we're really doing
we're just taking it.
Job.
Yeah, the year we continued to take it.
This time we loosened up.
So things are never going to get better then. Cool.
We just did some deep breathing and took it.
Just took up my wallet and bit down.
Yeah.
So what we wanted to talk about for this year is to just kind of like, what are we hoping for? Is it something specifically that we already know is coming out that you're looking forward to? Or is it more of like, here's a wild idea. I would love to see this. I would love to see this. It may happen. It may not. Doesn't matter. What's your wish? What do you want to see? I don't know.
It's what I'm, not to start with the movie side, but I mean, I'm hoping that Deadpool 3 is good.
I don't see any reason why it wouldn't be good.
Yeah.
The first two were really good.
You know what? I was actually watching Deadpool 2 last night.
Yeah.
And quick side note, my power went out while I was watching. I was halfway through, maybe a little past halfway.
That's so scary.
And everything just completely went out for 11 hours. And I froze to death, and I'm just a ghost.
Yeah.
And we are ghouls who have broken into your house and going to take your precious things.
What's cool is your tattoos stay on you when you're a ghost, as we've learned.
Yeah.
Right now.
Part of you.
Yeah.
I forgot. I haven't watched Deadpool. This is Deadpool 2. I hadn't watched either of them in quite a while. I was like, I forgot how funny this is.
Oh, yeah.
So it was just so fun.
Gotta say, Brolin, solid Cable.
You know,
enjoy him as Cable. I think
I was a little
good in that.
Pissed off at first. I was like, oh, God, we're doing another, like, here's another actor who's doing one already. He's going to do it, like, which is the epidemic of all these things that they,
you know, there's
like
only like two
pool.
Dozen actors.
Yeah, there's,
right?
Only, I mean,
there's only two dozen
actors
working. Like, all two dozen of them went on strike, right? So,
look, Favreau needs his checks. Mix.
Yes.
Yeah. And how does he buy that checks, Mix? By acting in two different movies.
Mm-hmm.
Also directing them, I think.
Sometimes.
Bit. Yeah. Sometimes. Occasionally.
Just by doing Star Wars.
He wanted to be an Ultimate Fighter.
Kyle, what are you looking for? Or hoping for?
You would. Given us a couple of prompts to sort of go with.
Yep.
I was thinking in terms of just direction, maybe, you know, I like comics. Don't get me wrong, because I'm going to say some stuff
you
that
heard
might,
it here first.
It might come off a little bit negative, but I would like comics to take a step back from being as genre savvy as they have become.
Yeah.
I'm looking at you, Nightwing. I get it. Everybody has cool shirts.
Okay, what do you mean by genre savvy?
It's like they know they're in a comic.
Yeah.
Oh, like breaking fourth walls?
Yeah, and not like, just breaking the fourth wall, but like just sort of doing stuff like things that sort of undermine the character. Like, you remember in the Flash movie, the part where...
No.
Well,
sorry.
Just pretend.
Yeah.
The part where... You know, the lasso of truth is on Batman and he starts doing that thing.
Yeah.
That's basically a meme. But like, don't do stuff like that in comics all the time.
Yeah.
Because it sort of undercuts the stories that you're trying to tell.
Like, once you
being very meta sort of thing.
Yeah.
In a
that
way.
One in particular. Yeah. Like, the minute you have Batman basically being like, if I could literally just solve all of these problems without having to be Batman, it's like, then you ruined the character?
You know, if
like,
you take the lasso off, he still remembers what he said.
Yeah.
He's not
exactly.
going to completely ignore it,
at
hopefully.
At that point, he just is choosing not to. But then again, also,
then he
just
kills
him out of
Wonder
existence.
Woman.
You just write him out of existence, and then you don't have to worry about it.
So what I'd like to see instead is I'd like more focus on characters as opposed to events or things that are, you know, just happen to characters. And they... Like, we can still do big, crazy characters. Like, the Fantastic Four are, you know, a big, crazy family, and crazy things happen to them all the time. But I really want to see it more focused on the characters and not just a big explosion.
Yeah.
The sun is exploding. We have to restart the sun.
I completely agree. And again, I love Nightwing, and a lot of those little cheeky jokes are great. Anything drawn by Bruno Redondo is
It's stunning. And like, I'm not saying I don't like the book.
Oh, for sure.
Because I do like the book.
And it's one thing if it's like a little just cheeky thing that's kind of there, but sometimes it's sort of like they're wearing a shirt that's like the comic authority shirt, but it says the DC Comics Authority. I'm like, they're wearing that don't get me wrong, I want that shirt, but it's a little
And I totally agree with you, but that's due to modern comedic sensibilities now, and it's like, well, you'll go Guardians of the Galaxy kind of thing, that cheat tongue in cheek kind of nod and wink sort of thing, and very like not only just self-aware, but like dipping into memes and internet stuff and just
That has a place, and I would just like it dialed back a little bit.
Yeah,
It definitely has a place, but it also, if you go too overboard on it, and especially if you make a lot of very specific references to something that's like, you know, trending at the moment, is going to age like milk.
Yeah,
immediately it's going to be dated, because you know a comic doesn't come out when you write it; it comes out like months later. You know what I mean? Like it's.
Yeah, and you want to keep these things evergreen, too. You want to go back in 10 years and still be able to enjoy it.
And my thing is similar. I think that I also want things to be more character-based. And I think a lot of the stuff I'm enjoying kind of is. Like, I've been really kind of enjoying a lot of... I'm enjoying a lot of DC stuff lately, actually.
Really?
Like, Wally, like, the Flash book has been really good. Like, I only read, like, the first issue of the new run, where it's Cy Spurrier and Mike Diodato Jr., but I really liked the first issue, and I was kind of apprehensive because the one
Mike
before,
Diodato Jr.?
Yeah.
Is there a senior and junior? Like, right?
I thought it was junior. Artist? Not that I'm aware of, but I don't know. But so like that he had taken over from, I believe it was Jeremy Adams was writing it before, which is really good. And again, it was mostly like really character based, and it felt like that and Nightwing, it felt like Wally and Dick Grayson were getting, you know, respect again.
Well, here's the thing.
Being treated well.
something that I want to happen this year, I want them to continue to push the Titans.
Yes.
Don't bring the Justice League back. Keep having the Titans be like the superhero team of DC. And I'd love it if Marvel had some sort of answer for the Titans, because they really don't.
Really tried with the New Warriors at points, but it...
And I don't know if they can, because it's all a matter of the ingredients of the rest of DC makes the Teen Titans a thing. It would really be the X-Men would be like the original.
Well, DC has the whole thing of legacy, and Marvel not so much. Like, you know, a team like the Champions isn't the same. I don't even know if the Champions are still around.
Couldn't tell you.
But yeah, like you're right.
Young Avengers kind of thing.
Yeah. It's time for the New Mutants to get time to shine again.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, that could do it.
That'd be good. And I think, again, like being focused more on character, like stunts and gimmicks. Or
when we were talking about what are we going to talk about?
Yeah.
And I say it's 2024. At the start of every year, we often talk about like, what do we want to see? Or what do we want to, whatever. And we all.
When do we want to see them?
We kind of say the same thing, you know, and just like enough with the events, enough with the gimmicks, enough. And I totally, and we've been saying.
There was like an interview, and I forget when it was. It was in the last year. And I think it was Jimmy Palmiotti was talking about, you know, just. Talking about the state of the direct market and blah, blah, blah. And I think his main thing was like, you know, it's comics are great. They're still strong. But the thing that the readers like, if it's all stunts and gimmicks, if there's no consistency, the reader can smell that a mile away. And that's the main thing. I think you need some consistency with characters, because like the minute that stunt gimmick based every single time, I look at Spider-Man and I complain about this more than a little bit, but I don't recognize Peter Parker at all anymore. Somebody who's read him his whole life, and I know I'm an old fan, so whatever. Take that with a grain of salt.
Yeah, you could read Ultimate Spider-Man.
Yeah, right. And I might. Yeah. But it's just like literally to the point where it's all just gimmick based. It's like, okay, well now he's Dr. Octopus took his body, and now he's a Tony Stark billionaire. Oh, and now he's like down in his luck again. And like it's just like every time there's a reset, there's no consistency. There's no like, how did he go from here to here? It's just like, nope, now we're doing this now. It's just, it's completely stunt based. And at that point, it's like, it's very easy to check out of these characters if you read a story of theirs, like, I don't know, like 6 months ago. And then you go back to read the comic and like, what in the hell is happening here? Like, I don't understand anything that's happening here.
And you can tell, and like you said that you can smell that a mile away. You can. They also can smell the idea that this is business based, and yes. We get it. It's a business, but you know what? I think it might work better for the business if long term you have those characters doing something interesting and it's mm-hmm. consistent. Because it's how many times, like, I would love to get back into Daredevil and a couple of other characters that I just feel like I'm like, you're starting at number one again. Okay. And then like, oh, another year, you're number one. And then here's a new creative team or whatever. Like there was a bunch that I probably would get into. And there were several that, and that's why I get the occasional DC, but I dropped DC a long time ago because I just got pissed off with reset events. And then it was like, oh, suddenly I was really into something for 6, 7 issues, 10 issues. And then wait, what just happened? Oh, you have an event that I have no desire to know anything about. I don't care. And it has nothing to do with
it. Are you sure? Because in this one, they all get nunchucks.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah.
I mean, that's kind of cool.
That is kind of cool.
So yeah. And I had the same thing.
X of nunchucks.
Oh, yes.
As events and synergy. I'm getting enough of that and trying to link it up to the movies. I don't think, yes, I'm sure there are some people that watch a movie and go, oh, I need to read that. And they expect to see the same thing. I don't know if that really transfers on a larger scale. I feel like anybody would.
I don't think it does.
No. Well, and there's the thing,
why,
too.
Why would it be like, oh, man, if we make this multi-billion dollar movie, then people might go out and buy a comic book. Like, who gives a damn? You already got the money for the ticket.
It might happen sometimes. Like, I feel like Guardians of the Galaxy is more of a regular concern in the comics. Concern, like an old person. Wait, I am. You know, like they're more of a regular thing post the movies, I think. And it definitely resembles the movies more than it used to. And to a certain degree, like, I don't think that that's always necessarily a bad thing. Like sometimes something about a character you just tap into and you're like, oh, okay, this has like maybe more legs than what happened before. So you can kind of lean into it a bit.
Right.
But don't forget what one is the source material. Because ultimately the movies are adapting the comics. And if you do it the other way around, I mean, like, it just feels like you're kind of just running into a wall at some point.
And it's also the matter that everyone will have seen the movie.
Yeah.
So if you just do the same thing in comic form, like, well, I already saw this.
Yeah. Somebody's going to pay like $5 for like each month for 6 months to read a retread of a movie that they saw for much less.
Yeah.
Like, no, that's not going to happen.
Because they stole it.
So there's that, and then there's just, and they often, like, whoever's the big bad, okay, Thanos was the big bad in those movies. All of a sudden, Thanos is in every comic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're like, there's a ton of other, like, I get to have him in some.
And he's got a tramp stamp, and it's of his helicopter, and it's so hilarious.
Says, I love death.
Yeah.
Says, I jerk it to death.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's going to go blind.
And now Kang is in every comic.
Yeah, yeah.
Is he?
He's in he's in a lot of them. Like,
he was in every comic, and then he wasn't really quickly.
But, very, very fast, yeah.
Was like, I'm tired, I'm going home. And then he went home.
Yeah.
But on a positive note, if I can twist this around.
Ew, gross.
I know. It's something that I've been seeing more of, and I'm super excited to see, is more comic companies.
Yeah.
Like, of stuff I'm reading. Of like, and more, I'm just, maybe it's just me, maybe I'm seeking it out more, but I don't think so. I think it just seems like there's more ones I'd never heard of that suddenly popped up.
Like independent comic, like there's so much amazing stuff, and for years now. And I mean, like, that's the main thing, is I just hope that.
I just feel like they're stepping up the game more.
Oh, big time.
And they're, it's all the ones I've never heard of. I know nothing about. There's Titan suddenly bought Conan, and like, holy shit, where did this company come from? And
they've been around a bit, but they're mostly just British, you know what I mean? There might be some stuff, but I mean, like,
but
I think,
like, stepping it up, and there's doing this, there's Bolt and Ahoy.
I was gonna say Ahoy.
Mm-hmm.
Tips just Ahoy.
Doing really cool, interesting stuff and varied stuff, not like
Zdarsky joins Ahoy Comics. Ooh.
We're not just like a one.
The marketing rights itself, baby.
Ooh.
But not just like a company that does one note sort of thing.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you know, Ahoy especially is like one of those that is doing stuff across the board. And it's interesting to see.
Yeah.
Yay.
Well, yeah. And I'm hoping that, you know, I'm as far as like mass market, like movies and shows and stuff. I mean, a lot of, it's, I don't know. It seems like a lot of comic shows and like The Boys and stuff like that. There's a lot of different kind of stuff that's really finding an audience and a consistent audience, and hopefully can sort of keep it. Because I mean, I think maybe a little bit more of that. Again, get back to like the Deadpool thing, but that's like the only movie coming out this year from Marvel Studios, and I'm very okay with that. I'm very happy about
less
it. I'm
hoping less can, is more.
Yeah, because especially when you have all this, like everything's interconnected. It's the same thing the comics happen. Yeah. Like with comics, right? Where there's always these crossovers. Everything has to be synergistic. Exactly. Everything has to tie in together. It's like, hey, why let people read like a handful of comics they love instead of trying to like basically trick them into reading every comic and they're probably going to hate it.
Yeah.
You know, like maybe actually try to like focus more on characters and focus on building. And I think like something that they're kind of doing, but then, you know, people just kind of got sick of it. And there was this big online backlash, but I'm like, yeah, but they're making, if they're making different kinds of shows and movies for different audiences, that's good. That's good. But I think maybe having to be like, you have to follow all of this in order to know what's going on is maybe that served its purpose and needs to get out of here.
I think if there's a piece of advice that bigger companies should follow this year, it's to trust their writers.
They are the driving force. They have the creative force. They come up with the ideas and they have since the start.
It was like, maybe don't change the status quo for Spider-Man for a year or two.
Yeah.
And maybe eventually, when the status quo does change, it'll happen organically because it'll be something that will have been built up to for some time.
Yeah.
Well, it's always about the new number. Because again, like you said, the new number one. And Marvel's been on that for like well over a decade, a long time. Like there was that one year, like I feel like a comics just launched and like literally less than a year later, it already had a new number one again because everything had to have a new number one. I'm just like, I don't know how well that even works. I guess it does, but I mean, how well does it work?
One of the few Marvel ones I'm getting is She-Hulk, and they just did a new number one. They just restarted again, and I was like,
after a year or less.
It was only, and I enjoyed it. It was fun, and then I had been getting the She-Hulks before that, and again, they've been going for a year or two. Then they restart, year or two restart.
I mean, it's one thing if you keep the legacy numbering. I mean, I guess that's fine, but I mean, the constant renumbering. I think of the 90s. I think of like 1991, X-Men number one selling a million copies. I think of like Spider-Man number, like trying to push that stuff, which was really effective. One, when it was sort of a new X-Men number one and a new Spider-Man number one hadn't happened in a long time.
Yeah. Yes.
So that's why it was kind of a big deal. If it happens every freaking year or two, there's nothing special there. And it just gets confusing. And I've been saying this for a long time because it's like, oh, the Amazing Spider-Man number one. Which one? You know, it's hard to even know. Like, it's like, oh, volume this number one. Yeah, except that's not always consistent either. Like, it's impossible to keep track. I'm literally, you know, logging my comics and stuff, and I'm just like, okay, well, whatever year it started, that's how I'm going to catalog it. But it's like, it's already, in my opinion, too much homework to have to do to follow a comic book.
What is a book or something happening in comics that you guys are excited for this year?
Kid Venom.
Okay, but really?
Just kidding.
Okay.
It's, I actually had Kenem.
Yeah.
It's Ryan Gosling as Kid Venom.
Embryo Venom. Baby Venom.
Yeah.
Zygote Venom.
Too many Venoms.
Too many Venoms.
Yeah.
Well, we mentioned this a little bit in previous episodes, just of like stuff that did really well like this past year. I'm looking forward to those continuing. Like, I'm digging Conan. I'm really enjoying that.
You're digging Conan?
I know.
That's so wild.
So weird. I'm looking forward to just finding new stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like something brand new. I've done less and less. I am still buying individual issues, but I'm doing more and more where I'm like, I'm just going to go look through the trades at my local comic shop.
Yeah. Get a full story.
Just get a full story of just like something interesting, something new. This looks like it'd be thing. Yeah. I like the art. Let's check it out. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. And I did that with Dead Romans. That was one I was just talking about. Loved it. Great, great book. So yeah, I'm looking more forward to that. And you?
I want to see who's taking over X-Men.
Yeah.
Because it might be Gail Simone. It might be Jim Lee.
I've heard about that. Yeah. I think that's they just tried to entice him and then.
Yeah. Nothing. He's got a pretty sweet name right now. Pretty sweet
Maybe I could do both.
Why not? Rob Liefeld to do fill-ins.
Yeah. I'm sure the publisher that like drove him away from them pretty much permanently can definitely get him back because they're, you know,
But like and going back to the trust your writers thing, I kind of wish X-Men wasn't in the spot that it was in right now. As you know, kind of fun as it was to see Nightcrawler be a Spider-Man for a bit. It wasn't that good, not surprisingly.
Mm. Yeah.
I didn't really read that one.
It's fine. He hooks up with Silver Sable and Mystique is now canonically his dad.
I'm all for that. Yeah, that's what Chris absolutely. Claremont wanted from the start. And
it's like,
you know what?
Like it took 30 something years, but yeah, absolutely. That's awesome.
I'm going to throw in just as an aside. That's what I want more of is fixing, you know, putting things the way they were intended to go in the first place before editorial. You know what I mean? Do it. Go ahead. Just fix
and
it.
And what I want to see more of is cucking Azazel.
We have an episode title.
I'm honored. I want to see what happens next in the story once it goes back to some sort of status quo.
Right.
And they're back in school.
Yeah.
What about you, Bri?
You know, is this what I'm looking forward to, or what I'm looking forward to, I guess.
Or hoping for.
Hoping. I'm
He's run out of hope.
Oh.
That's why you got the Superman.
Yeah, I gotta look at it just to know to have hope.
You know what that means, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the Superman books have been pretty good lately. I've really been enjoying Action Comics. I think it's been in a good place, and I hope they maintain that. You know, I'm really quite enjoying it. I was talking to Jimbo, we talk about it all the time, but it really hitting the ground running back at Dark Horse, and it's all been really good, so I'm hoping that continues. I'm hoping that, you know, hopefully Dark Horse as a whole kind of has a...
Yeah, that would be nice to see.
Yeah, you know?
I feel like they've gotten kicked in the teeth so much in this past decade that... It'd be nice for them to...
I'm behind on comics.
They could use a win.
Yeah. I'm behind on reading stuff. I've been wanting to read I think I have the 3 issues of Giant Robot Hellboy waiting for me.
I'm gonna read that.
At the shop I got to pick up, or at least whatever's out so far.
I think I missed number 2. I just picked up number 3 thinking it was number 2, and I started reading it, and I'm like, I have no idea what's going on.
Yeah.
What's happening?
You want good things.
I want good things, you know?
The things that you found. Continue to be good.
Exactly. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, that's really the stuff that I'm the most passionate about. I mean, I feel like a lot of this, I've been having a hard time cutting comics. I've been trying to for budget reasons, but the stuff I'm enjoying, I'm really enjoying. And, you know, I love having that feeling. There's a lot of stuff I have to criticize in the industry, but I mean, again, like you said, Titan stuff, Nightwing, a lot of stuff with characters I really love have been really good. And I feel like I've tapped into the core of those characters in a way that, you know,
they kind of forgot how to do that for about 10 years.
Yes, exactly. Like, you know, and specifically for DC, where they're really kind of owning the legacy, where you have like these big Flash family and big Superman families running around. And maybe, you know, some people might see it's too much or something. I like that. I like it. I like these characters having history and like having, like, you know, you don't need to reference everything. You don't need to like make it out like every character is like 70 years old or something. But you know, you can sort of embrace the history and sort of embrace the impact they've had in their own universe and make it feel like lived in and warm and welcoming. And I've really been enjoying that, especially at DC. And I wanted that to continue. I want that to continue. And I want to, you know, I want them to try to keep appealing to more people and try to tell different stories and try to like really think of the long term, I suppose.
I think that puts a real good button on it.
Yep.
Yay, a button. Yay. I'm going to press it.
Pry button.
Oh, no.
Delete episode.
It's just one of those little ray guns that plays the same.
You've got one of those kicking around, right?
Oh,
Mark?
You definitely did at one point. Hell yeah.
Top left.
This is good.
The end.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.
Stay safe. Be good to each other. Read comics.